Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State officials say cuts to Medicaid will force 140,000 Minnesotans to lose access to health care and cost the state more than $1 billion. Management and Budget Commissioner Aaron Campbell says the bleak numbers don't stop there.
When we look at private health insurance, we'd expect health insurance premiums will raise by at least 89,000 Minnesotans, and more than 62,000 Minnesotans are expected to drop their coverage. New administrative barriers will make coverage harder to get and maintain.
Ann Campbell says these cuts will shift some of the costs onto the state budget. To fight food insecurity during the summer, Minnesota is distributing Sunbucks to help families buy groceries for their school-aged children. State Department of Children, Youth, and Families Assistant Commissioner Dr. Shanine Moore says,
when you have summertime grocery benefits, it reduces severe food insecurity for kids by 33%, and that is extremely important, especially for kids during the summer.
She says the state has issued Sunbuck benefits to more than 390,000 children so far this summer. The State Patrol reports a woman is dead after being hit by a semi Wednesday morning in South Central Minnesota, Sibley County. Troopers say 73-year-old Mary Ott of Green Isle Township was crossing at the intersection of Highways 5 and 25 when she was struck by the truck. The report says Ott died at the scene. The Gaylord man driving the semi wasn't hurt and alcohol was not involved. And the Minnesota Twins are saying goodbye to closer Yoan Duran. The team traded Duran to the Phillies Thursday for catcher Eduardo Tate and pitcher Mick Abel. Duran is 6-4 with a 2.01 ERA and 16 saves in 49 appearances for Minnesota this season. The above-average precipitation and temperatures are expected to continue through most of August. Pete Boulay of the State Climatology Office says July has been a wet month for most of Minnesota.
The drought is on life support in the state right now. There's not much left at all. A tiny little bit way up north, a little bit of moderate drought hanging on. But other than that, the rest of the state's got adequate moisture. And looking at Ag Statistics Bulletin for this week, a quarter of the state has too much moisture right now in the ground.
Boulay says we've had plenty of severe weather in July, including two rounds of storms this week. And the Minnesota Lynx celebrating a 193 win over the defending WNBA champion New York Liberty at Target Center. Nafisia Collier led Minnesota with 30 points. Kayla McBride scored 24. And Courtney Williams had a career-high 13 assists. The Lynx play again Saturday at the Las Vegas Aces. This is MNN.